Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a lesson on God's purpose for you in the book of James. It's very possible that James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27 set the agenda for the entire book. Everything in chapter 1 leads up to James 1, 26 and 27, and the content of these two verses gives us the topics that James unfolds in the remainder of the book. There are four characteristics of faith that matters in James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And it's really faith that matters that James is interested in. In the end of verse 26, James says, "This man's religion is worthless." That is, it's empty or vain. And James does not want you to have empty or vain faith. He wants you to have faith that really matters. Faith that stems from a heart that has been changed by Jesus Christ and has been worked out in a visible form so that you perform various acts of kindness, and what you do has an effect on the world around you. This is faith that matters. And as I say, there are four characteristics. There is the lack of willful self-deception. There is the holding of the tongue. And there is the visiting of widows and orphans, an emphasis on the poor. And fourth, there is keeping oneself unstained by the world. Listen again to James 1, 26 and 27, as James speaks of these four matters. "If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart," number two, "this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit widows and orphans," three, "and to keep oneself unstained from the world," four. Chapter 1, verse 13 helps us understand how we need to keep ourselves or guard ourselves from deception. "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone." When you fall into a temptation and you sin, you ought to flee to Christ and ask for forgiveness. You do not blame God for what you have done. That is to be deceived. No, you need to walk in faith that follows the Word of God. Failure to do so is to be self-deceived. And a faith that matters is not self-deceived, but simply follows the Word of God. Faith that matters holds the tongue. Chapter 1, verse 19 says, "But everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." And in chapter 3, James gives us this about the tongue, very strong language. "So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire." And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. "The tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body and sets on fire the course of our life and is set on fire by hell." Wow! Keep control of your tongue. Remember, the tongue utters or speaks that which is in the heart. And if the heart is not right with God, the tongue will be loose and speak that which is not pleasing to God. A faith that matters holds the tongue and remembers that the tongue can do a great deal of damage. It is a world of fire. And then third, faith that matters cares for the widow and the orphan, or looks out for the poor. James chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. If a brother or a sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? No, you need to care for the poor. And then James says in 2:17, even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. You see, faith without works is dead. Faith is expressed through carrying out deeds of kindness and mercy, and by caring for the poor. And then finally, James says to us that we need to keep ourselves unspotted by the world. Listen to James chapter 4 and verse 4 and following. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture speaks of no purpose? He jealously desires the Spirit which he has made to dwell in us. But he gives a greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Don't follow the ways of the world. Don't follow the sinful practices of those who love the ways of the world and reject the things of Christ. Keep yourself unspotted from the things of the world. Faith that matters lives in this world and carries out its duties in this world, but affects the world around it and is not affected by the world in turn. And so James wants you to have faith that matters. James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this: to visit widows and orphans in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Yes, friends, James wants you to have a faith that matters. And God's purpose for you in James is to have a faith that matters, that is not willfully self-deceived, that holds its tongue, that visits the poor, the widow, and the orphan, and keeps itself unstained from the world. God's purpose for you is to have this kind of faith that matters. Thanks for listening.